Radio's group chat.
My favorite thing is...
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's group chat.
With Valerie McHugh.
You talking about it.
Former Little Mix singer Jessie Nelson has brought renewed attention to spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, after revealing that her twin daughters, Ocean Jade and Story Monroe, were born with SMA type 1. She's now campaigning for the condition to be included in the UK's newborn heel prick screening programme. Here in Ireland, that became a reality in April, with SMA added to the National's newborn screening programme after years of campaigning by SMA Ireland. Joining me now is Jonathan O'Grady, who founded the organisation in 2019. After being diagnosed with SMA type 2 in 1982, to talk about how far treatment has come and what still needs to be done. Jonathan, thanks for coming on the show this evening. For people unfamiliar with spinal muscular atrophy or SMA, can you tell us what it is and what are the different types?
Absolutely. So spinal muscular atrophy is really actually a spectrum disorder. So it's caused by a missing gene. And in its worst form, a child will never sit independently. If a child is able to sit, then they've got the type 2. And if they could walk when they were young and then lost the ability to walk, it's called type 3. So there isn't really a clinical difference between the three types. However, in its worst form, type 1... without treatment, unfortunately, historically, 90% of those babies don't survive past their second birthday. So it's very debilitating. For people that have it in a milder form, like myself, I have SMA type 2, so I've never walked. And when I was a toddler, I could crawl. And when I was in university, I could... dress myself to some extent. And then in the years that have followed, the weakness in my upper body has meant that, you know, now I'm unable to lift my arms to feed myself or anything like that. So it's, you know, people with SMA can live, you know, full lives, but obviously, you know, it's quite an imposition.
And it can come with a lot of challenges that you've mentioned there on the day to day. You established SMA Ireland back in 2019. How was that process for you? I imagine having a personal connection to it made it even more impactful when it took it off the ground.
Yeah, well, I co-founded it. There was a number of other parents who were very keen to see SMA having its own organization representing them. Historically, SMA was packaged under neuromuscular conditions, and there was no treatment, and therefore there wasn't, and there were very few of us. There's only 70 people in Ireland with SMA, so there was no real necessity for a different organization for such a small population. The admin involved, but. That all changed in around 2016 when the pharmaceutical company Biogen developed the first treatment for SMA. It's not a cure, but it makes a dramatic difference to the prognosis. SMA involves, because of the lack of this gene, a certain protein isn't produced. And that protein keeps your motor neurons alive. And so as you get older, your motor neurons die. So it's a form of a motor neuron disease, indeed. And what tends to happen is that once the motor neurons die and you lose certain strength, no medicine or treatment will ever make those motor neurons come back to life. So that's why we campaigned. We came together in kind of 2017-18, eventually formed SMA Ireland in 19, with the view of getting access to treatment for infants in Ireland who were diagnosed with SMA, and we were delighted. I mean, it wasn't an easy road. We were denied first of all on the grounds of cost. The drugs are very expensive, but we eventually got it through. And then following that, another pharmaceutical company called Novartis, they developed gene therapy, which is a different form of treatment that tries to compensate for the lack of that gene that is the reason for the disease. And that has been a game changer, that particular drug, because if it's given to a child very young, you know, before the motor neurons start to die, it can mean that those children can, you know, maybe even walk. You know, they might never compete in the Olympics, but it makes a big difference. And then a couple of years after that, Roche developed a drug similar to the first drug that was developed. It's not a gene therapy, but it means that, you know, thanks to our campaigning, all three of those drugs are now available on the HSE, so they're all reimbursed and included in child welfare programs. But of course, as I said, the motor neurons die. So every day you are living with SMA and you're not receiving treatment is a day when your body is getting worse. So it was so important to us that that we got SMA introduced to the heel prick test. So that's the test that every parent listening today, I'm sure, will be familiar with, where a spot of blood is taken from a child's heel, typically at around about 2 or 3 days, and the results come back very quickly. In Ireland right now, we only test for about 10 diseases. In other countries, the European average is close to 20. In countries like Italy, they test for 50. So Ireland is kind of behind the curve. Thankfully, you know, we campaigned over a number of years because there was this ridiculous situation where the medicine was available, but the children weren't being diagnosed until 9, 12, or sometimes even later in life, by which time significant damage had been done. And so we were like, you know, you need to have joined up thinking here. You need to get the children tested at 3 days old. And if they test positive, you know, we can get them the treatment. And it will make such a huge difference.
Yeah, the drugs are available to make a difference.
Yeah.
What was that feeling like seeing that heel prick test had been brought in April from a personal point of view?
It was actually surprisingly emotional. You know, we'd been campaigning for a long time to see this very important test added to the heel prick, because it's so important that these children get their medicine early before, as I said, the motor neurons die. But, you know, funnily enough, for all of the families that are involved in SMA Ireland, it was too late for them. Their children are already diagnosed. Some of them are lucky enough to be receiving treatment. And so it was an entirely selfless act. But when I, you know, when I sat down and I heard that the first child has already been sadly diagnosed, I thought to myself that child's parents had been spared the journey that all of the other families that I work with know about, where they go around for you know, from the GP to consultants, etc., to eventually getting a diagnosis. And that could come at 12 or 18 months old. And these parents got a diagnosis early. This child is going to get treatment early. It's changed that child's life. And it's changed the lives of the parents as well, because hopefully you know, the child will not need as much care. So yeah, it was very emotional.
a big moment. A lot of people will have heard a little bit about SMA in the news over the last year or so, because former Little Mix star Jessie Nelson shone a spotlight on it when she came out and said that her daughters were suffering with SMA type 1. She's now campaigning for newborn screening in the UK as well. How important is public awareness like that, like Jessie's story, when it hits headlines?
Well, SMA is a rare disease, so any awareness is crucial. We're looking at around about, on average, maybe 1 in 8,000 births. So you're looking at only maybe 6 or 7 children in Ireland born each year with the disease. So this means that your average regional local area nurse or GP, it's not that they don't know about SMA, they're well educated people, but it's not what they first think of. It's a long way down their list of possible problems. So what the work that Jessie has been doing is really to be highly commended. You know, it's terribly sad that her two children have been touched by SMA, but every cloud is a silver lining, and we would love to see, we've been lucky enough here in Ireland that the HSE have had the foresight to add SMA to the Hilprecht test, and a number of other European countries, in fact, the majority, also have the test in their neonatal screening program. But England is unfortunately behind. So hopefully her campaigning succeeds sooner rather than later.
I would hope so as well. And while the newborn screening is a huge milestone here in Ireland for sure, what other challenges are still remaining for people living with SMA here in Ireland?
Yes, well, SMA Ireland is a voluntary organization, and we don't have a lot of funding, but we do have a very strong and powerful voice. And one of the last remaining big challenges that we face as a community is the very unfair and harsh treatment of a small number of adults with SMA. You see, when the new medicines that I spoke about earlier were approved, the HSE in its wisdom made those drugs available to those that were under 18. So, however, if you got the medicine when you were under 18, you're not taken off the medicine. You continue to receive it. So we have this perverse situation now where you could be 24 and be receiving medicine, and you could be 25 and not receiving medicine, simply by the lottery of the year of your birth. And, there are probably about 35 adults in Ireland right now who have SMA. And of those, there are probably some who are receiving certain treatments because of early access programs or compassionate schemes, which existed before the medicines were officially approved. And then there are others, adults that have become adults over the past 6 years, simply by surviving. So you're left with about 20 adults who have no access to treatment. And we're asking the HSE to reconsider this. We're not looking for anyone to write a blank check. It's important that access to medicine is done in conjunction with the best medical practice. We need to make sure that the people receiving the treatment, that it will do them some good. If they're far too old and too weak, that unfortunately it's too late, then so be it. But for a lot of adults, that's not the case. And we want to see a much fairer access for adults.
Jonathan, if people have heard you speak this evening on the show, even everything you've just mentioned there about that situation that does seem to be happening, where can people follow along and also support SMA Ireland online?
Yes, well, we have our main website is smaireland.com. And you can make contact with us from there. I think that's probably a good starting point. And, you know, anyone out there who has any connection to SMA or, you know, a family member, or, you know, if unfortunately in the coming months, you know, they hear of a diagnosis, there's support out there. We're here to help and we'd love to hear from you.
Jonathan, thank you so much for sharing your story and telling me all about SMA Ireland on iRadio's group chat this evening.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
iRadio's group chat.
My favorite thing is...
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's group chat.
With Valerie McHugh.
Keep talking about it.